Marco Bertona is the co-founder and chairman of the Italy Tea and Infusions Association, Assoti Infusi, Italy's first and oldest tea association. He is a professional tea taster, consultant, and promoter who studied tea at Zhejiang Agricultural University in Hangzhou. He holds certifications and degrees from several Chinese tea research institutes and universities. He was awarded a diploma as an advanced tea taster issued by the Ministry of Labor, China. Riccardo Colosi in Lombardy became devoted to sustainable farming in 2014 when he established an NGO dedicated to promoting and creating a cleaner and more ethical food chain, which he directed until 2021. He has been passionate about tea since 2013 when he completed the Italy Tea and Infusions Association training courses. In 2024, he took on the role of Global Development Manager of the Slow Tea Alliance. Thank you both for joining us today. So the heart of what you're doing is improving the quality of tea, right?
The new concept of quality introduced by Slow Tea Alliance is grounded in the three fundamental principles of good, clean, and fair, which guide the production of tea to ensure it is not only the highest quality, but also produced with respect for the environment, local communities, and traditional practices. Let me now explain what each of these principles means in more detail. Good. The tea must be of distinctive quality from a sensory point of view and rooted in the culture of an area. This quality is defined by local practices and traditions. This organoleptic quality, which educated and well-trained senses can recognize, is a result of the producer's competencies, of the environment, the choice of raw materials and production methods, which don't change its naturalness. What about the clean? Clean ecological sustainability has to be respected and promoted by agricultural practices, processing, marketing, and consumption. Every stage in the tea production and supply chain, consumption included, have to protect our ecosystems and biodiversity and guard the health of the consumer and the producer. Cultivation techniques must avoid the use of synthetic chemicals as much as possible. What about the fair tea? Fair tea means tea produced using working conditions which respect people, their rights and culture, while providing a fair return. This can be achieved by striving for globally balanced economies, practicing solidarity, and upholding cultural and traditional differences. The price of the tea must be fair and transparent also for the consumer. This is a three principle based for the Slow Tea Alliance Manifesto for Quality.
Riccardo, would you state the problem the industry is facing that you're ready to solve?
I think the problem we are trying to address is that nowadays there is a lot of brands or businesses that uses words like premium tea, gourmet tea, and specialty tea. And they use this very often, and often it's only words. So suddenly, these labels are just marketing words, and they are put on products without really checking their quality. And when every brand say that their tea is the best, how can a producer differentiate himself from other brands or from other Meyer-Docker tea? So a certification from the independent and trusted association that is Slow Tea Alliance gives a clear proof of quality of the indication from an independent point of view.
The ladybug label on the product attests to the quality of that specific product, right?
Yes, because we have to prove that this brand, this company, really produce something in a different way. So our certification program for Slow Tea Alliance is a very basic activity because we have to give trust to the consumer, because this word specialty tea, gourmet tea, premium tea is very often too often used, and consumers are confused about this. So what we want to do is give a certification that can help producer and consumer also to be trusted to this product. Yes.
Slow Tea is not affiliated with the Slow Tea Association. However, it endorses the principles and initiatives of the slow food movement. What inspired you?
This Go Slow movement, it was inspired by Carlo Petrini's slow food philosophy. In 2004, everything started at that time when I worked for slow food. From these early beginnings, the story of Slow Tea Alliance begins. And in the last 15 years, Slow Tea Alliance has actively taken part in important international events, sharing our vision and promoting a new quality standard. So our commitment to improving the tea industry has connected with the tea producers and consumers who see the value of the certification that is more than just marketing and truly support the integrity of the tea production and sustainability. Yeah.
So Slow Tea Alliance develops countless activities, projects and events all around the world at national, international and even local levels. Most of these activities and of course projects revolve around three thematic lines: biodiversity, quality and networking. We believe that tea is tied to many aspects of life, of course, including culture, health, economics, agriculture, and the environment itself. And this is why we are an active player in a wide variety of areas. And to work across this wide sphere, Slow Tea defends biodiversity and promotes tea and taste education. We connect sustainable tea producers and tea lovers, and we shorten the supply chain.
It's very similar to GI.
Yes. When you mention about the GI, yes, you're right. This is very close to GI concept, yeah? Because tea must be of distinctive quality from a sensory point of view, is rooted in the culture of an area.
Yeah.
So this quality is defined by local practices and traditions. So you mentioned the great Darjeeling. Everyone knows that the Muscatel taste is what we are looking for in the Darjeeling. So who decided this? A panel? Of course, no. This is just the local practices and the tradition. They give this characteristic to the Darjeeling as a top quality. But who is the expert in the Darjeeling, or is it really Darjeeling lovers? He knows that what is more important is not the first flush or second flush, but is the Muscatel that we can find, especially in the second flush. Quality is a result of the producer competencies, of the environment, the choice of raw materials and production method. So this is what make a specialty tea, like Darjeeling, like Longjing or any other traditional old tea. Yeah.
You're not hiring inspectors to observe how the process works. You're more interested in the finished product, right?
We are just interested in a very small market. We are interested in a small farmer. So our focus is especially on this small tea producer. We are not interested in the very big company. We just want to support the small-scale tea producer. This is the focus we are interested in, like association, because this kind of producer, they produce very high-quality tea, maybe also artisanal tea, but they are not enough strong by themselves to promote on the market that product. So with our certification, we address to a special market, a special target of consumer. We are addressed to the consumer they pay more attention to the quality. They pay attention to the origin of the tea. They are interested to know about the story of the tea, where are from, who is the family who produced, which area, maybe which variety also of the tea plant. This is our target, we are interested. So our certification is totally different than the other. We don't need a third party control. Many certification need to spend a lot of money to pay company who follow the certifications.
What is your price point and your sales pitch?
Well, it depends on the dimension of the batch you want to certify, because our certification is not based on the certification of the farm. So it's not everything that a company produces, but we can certify just only a batch. A producer can start a line of production dedicated to these core principles and maybe make a small batch, even if he has a big production. It won't be a big cost for a company or for a small producer, because we think that the price could be a problem, but only if you don't have any value to offer. Because when you certify your product and you can show that your product is a good product that is based on ethical principles, that is responsible for what it produces, for not polluting the environment and so on, consumers are more than happy sometimes to pay a premium price. So the benefits for us exceed the costs.
Will you explain the significance of Slow Tea's ladybug mascot?
Yes, of course, when we started more than 20 years ago to talk about Slow Tea, the first idea it was how to symbolize the tea, how to find a symbol for tea, for Slow Tea. So this idea is why the ladybug symbol. Because the ecological value of ladybugs is well known, and their presence serves as an indicator of ecological health. So ladybugs are great. Also because they react strongly to chemical fertilizers and pesticides, and they are highly sensitive to environmental conditions. Indeed, some researchers have proposed that they be used as indicator species for environmental change. So ladybugs also eat insects that farmers consider to be pests, like aphids, and don't harm plants themselves. And unlike many pesticides, they leave no toxic traces. So the ladybug don't kill everything like chemical pesticides. They simply correct the natural order of the tea garden, thereby making the plant flourish, green, and healthy, just as Mother Nature intended. So, long life to the ladybug, long life to the Slow Tea.
Produced by Audavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.